person that qualifies to carry the mantle of the Lord. Amen? And we need to do it boldly. We need to do it without being ashamed. Jesus had to stand before men who said, hey, we don't even know who you are. Aren't you Joseph's son? In other words, we don't really know that you're really Joseph's son. Amen? They would say that kind of stuff to him. And he had to be strong enough to tell them who I am. I am who my Father says I am. Amen? And he was powerful for that moment, and so are you. Amen? But I want you to know that we're going to get to that part where we have come to, where you as Christians, you know, I spent so much time this year with people saying, well, what should I be doing? You know, what do I have to do? What should I be doing? I don't know if they thought I was going to call them to activism or what. I did want to call them to action. Prayer and faith. And give your testimony about the goodness of the Lord. Amen? And I want you to see that right here in the book of Acts. Men of God facing all kinds of things going on and all kinds of challenges around the time in which they lived. You know, they clearly demonstrate to us what we should be doing today, just like they were called to do. Because I want you to know something, that they are, as it were, the first generation of the last days. Amen? They are those who had to come up in the stead of Christ when he went up and said, hey, this is what I expect out of you. I want you to go now into the world and preach the gospel. And I want you to know, I want you to lay hands on the sick. I want you to pray for those who are blind. I want you to preach my word and baptize people in my name. I tell you what, that sometimes I look at the church and it's almost like, have we forgotten the call? Have we forgotten the priority? Because I want you to know something, until the Lord comes back, it's not going to change of what our responsibility is. In fact, Jesus even said to all of us, when I return, will I find faith on the earth? I tell you what, when the Lord comes, I pray that he comes when we're in worship on a Sunday morning and where the world is out doing all this other stuff. We have not moved out of our commitment to serve Jesus, and I pray that the voice of the Lord just shouts and we go up. Woo! I pray that every one of us has a testimony at that moment. Hey, when the Lord called us home, when the rapture happened, I want you to know that I was in my house worshiping the Lord. I want you to know that I was at the hospital laying my hands on someone who was sick. I want you to know I was right in the middle of my witness, and he took me up. I tell you what, that for the believer, there ought to be no worry or no concern about who you are, where you are, or what you're doing when the Lord returns. It ought to be clear to us. We ought to know. I want you to know something, that we ought to know where we're going to be when the Lord returns, because it was clear to Jesus. Where have you been, son? I have got to be about my Father's business. And here I'm going to reveal to you what we get to rebel against. Woo! Are you excited? Are you ready? Oh, I tell you what. Woo! Praise God. I want you to know that I'm going to tell you, when you have a right to put on handcuffs and go to jail and be in the newspedia for breaking the law, I'm going to share with you what you get to do. And you can sit there and say, ooh, I've always wanted to be a bad boy. And today, you know, being a Christian and being bad is bad, because I can't drink, I can't go cussing and fussing, I can't take drugs, I can't go beating somebody up, I'm not allowed to steal, cheat, kill, and destroy. I can't do anything to get handcuffs on myself. But I want you to know that there is something that you're allowed to do to get handcuffs on yourself that will cause the Lord to say, well done, my good and faithful servant, come on into the hands of the Lord. I tell you what, wouldn't it be great if we all got to enter into heaven saying, I'm a handcuffed criminal in the eyes of the world, but I am his in the eyes of him. Amen? Woo! Praise God. Well, here it is. Get ready. It's exciting. Oh, it's going to shock you. Man, it's innovative. It's brand new. Woo. It's exciting. It's from the Lord that is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And here I get to reveal it. And in Acts chapter 5, Verse 27, it says, and when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, did not we straitly command you that you should not teach in his name? And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrines and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Talking about Jesus. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. Hallelujah. Praise God. The one way you get to be in rebellion and please God is you get to share the name of Jesus and you don't back up even if it becomes illegal. Amen. I tell you what, I may never go to jail for anything else, but if you try to stop me from preaching the word of God, I will gladly put on my cuffs. I will gladly let you strap me down, and I will gladly go to prison in his name. Amen. Woo! Praise God. I want you to know something. In this world in which we live and in this day in which we live, the one thing we should never do is I would rather obey God than man. I don't care if it's the best king or the best president in the world. The one thing that I would rebel against if they told me I couldn't preach the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. God has exalted him with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. Of course, this upset those guys, and they were just mad and angry, and they started to try to kill these guys, but they had a discussion about it, and a man said, hey, let them go. If they're crazy, and if what they're teaching about Jesus don't make sense, it'll come to nothing. There's been people in the past, let me tell you something, there's been other religions taught all kinds of stuff, and they've come to nothing. But if this ain't going to be, you don't have to even do anything. But I'll tell you what. Whew. Jesus is still saving today. Amen. He's still healing. He's still letting free. And then this is the wisest counsel the guy told him. Maybe we ought to let them go preach this stuff. Because the wisest counsel is in verse 39. But if it be of God. You cannot overthrow it. Lest haply ye be found even to fight against God. And to him they agreed. And when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. Here's what's so powerful. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. In other words, they took their hits for Jesus, amen? And here's what they did. Here's why they rejoiced so much. How did they rejoice after being beaten and after they commanded them that they should not speak in the name of Jesus? How did they leave rejoicing and count themselves worthy? And it says the very next verse, and daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ, amen? Woo! Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Tell you what, someone sent me a message today, this week, and they said, my goodness, you know, what should we do? Where's this revival? And I said, I love you, but what are you doing to bring it forth? Are you out there every day, house to house, and in the temple, preaching his name? I want you to know something, Christians. If we're going to see an outpouring of God, let's stir up the things that bring revival. Amen? Come on, give the Lord a hand clap. Whew. I want you to have convictions, but at the same time, we're going to have to shake off the world and any distractions that may have come upon us. And we're going to have to refresh ourselves in making sure that when we come in contact with someone's life, we're putting in them first and foremost what is most important. And that is what the Lord has to say for them at that moment and what we can do to bring it to pass in their life. Amen? Amen. Let's make sure that we're offering prayer. Let's make sure that we're offering faith, and let's make sure that we're offering the word of our testimony. Amen. Because we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, real quick as we pray, bow your heads in here and out there on online. Is there anybody that can say, Pastor, I understand, but I'm not walking with the Lord as my Lord and Savior. I haven't made that commitment. Fear has overtaken me. I'm scared. You know, I haven't done it yet. But today, I want to be bold enough to receive the Lord. If that's you, just quickly lift your hand up. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you're watching online and you're at home, I want you to lift your hand towards our feed there. And I just want you to say this prayer with me. Everybody say this. Say, Father, I come to you. And in the name of Jesus, I receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I thank you for the cross that he paid the price, died for me, and rose again that my sins would be washed away and I could be born again. From this day forward, Jesus is my Savior and he is my Lord, and I will live for him. In Jesus' name, amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Now, Father, I just pray blessing over this house and over the church, Father. Not just here, but all over, Father. That, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we would know what we stand for. And, Father, though things may change and though laws may be raised up and things may happen all around us, Father, Lord, the one thing that we will live and stand for is the right to share the goodness of Jesus and his will for all men to be saved, Father. Lord, help us and confirm your word with signs and wonders, Father. And I thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I believe that God is going to do great miracles in the lives of people. Amen. I believe that we're going to see God just do great and great things. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, right now we put these prayer requests before you, God, and we pray for Kansas, Father. Lord, that God, as she brings forth this child, Father, Lord, that you will handle all of it, God. That, Father, you will be with her, God. And, Father, that you would bring her through this moment, God, with a healthy baby. And, Lord, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we put Heather's mom, sister, and aunt before you, Father. And, Lord, in this battle with cancer, in Jesus' name, Lord, we ask for your grace and your healing power and your mercy to be upon each of them, God. That, Father, you walk them through this process, God, and that you would cause healing and recovery to come upon them. God, we put Regina's son before you right now, Father. And, Lord, we ask you, God, that as they move him to OSU, Father, that, Lord, they would find the cause of infection and that, God, it would bring on a healing process, Father. God, we curse infection, Father. Lord, we ask you, God, to just release healing into this, Father. Lord, I pray that all of this infection would come out, God, and that he would have a story, Father. And, Lord, that you would witness your goodness upon his life, Father, and that salvation in a future would be his in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray right now for this family that has COVID, Father, Lord, and that the sickness that has been upon them, God. And Lord, I just pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that this virus would be lifted, Father, Lord, that all sickness and infection would leave them and leave their home, Father, and Lord, that you would just release healing into them right now, God. And Father, I just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Well, aren't you glad that today you discovered how you could be an outlaw? Hallelujah. How you could be in handcuffs and praise Jesus. Amen. How you could go to jail and make a declaration of, hey, I'm in jail and still going to heaven. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, God bless each and every one of you. If you need prayer, I'm going to be here for you. I'm telling you that the healing presence of God, if you have a need of prayer for anything, if you're battling anxiety today and you need me to pray for you, if you have a physical pain, if you're battling depression, anything that you need prayer for, hey, we're going to be here for you. Amen. In the meantime, God bless you and go out there and be rebellious.